Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno. I like to use a different commentary blean editor for each season. And we have the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are looking at Perek Bet Mishnah Yud, looking at Chapter 2, Paragraph 10. We are talking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the fascinating figure. We talked a lot about him yesterday. And now he goes on and talks to his five primary disciples. And the commentary focuses on this Mishnah, even though it's attached in this edition of Perkei Avos to the previous Mishnah. Chamisha Talmidim Hayolo l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five primary disciples, the key word being primary. You think the great Rabbi Yochanan only had five? Primary. He probably taught many, 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 but in those times with the persecution and the Romans and whatnot, these were the key five ones to keep the tradition alive after him. The Elohim, who were they? Rabbi Elezer ben Horkanis, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKoin, Rabbi Shimon ben Asano, Rabbi Elezer ben Arach. So these were the five rabbis, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elezer. So what would he say about them? He would say their praises. Hu hayamon shvacham. He would enumerate their praises. Rabbi Elezer ben Horkanis bor sud she'ino me'abit tipa. Rabbi Eliezer, what about him? He is like a cemented cistern that loses not a drop. Everything he takes in, he does not lose. It doesn't leave his mind house. It doesn't leave his brain. It doesn't leave his storehouse, according to plain Pasha Pshat, as I'm seeing it. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, Ashrei Yeladato, praiseworthy Yeshua who bore him. He's such a great son, such a great child, such nachas given from him. Praiseworthy is the one that gave birth to him. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen Chassid, one word, he's a scrupulously pious person. We know that's someone that goes lifnei meshuras adin, that goes above and beyond what the law asks for, not just the primary din, the primary halacha, but goes above and beyond what is fundamentally called for. That's like someone who, you know, you're supposed to give 10% to tzedakah, but he wants to give 15% of his assets to tzedakah, or up to 20%. That's a chassid, a scrupulously pious person. Rabbi Shimon ben Esano Yerei Chet. This is someone who fears sin. And you might say, that's such a wonderful compliment. But yes, the Gemara talks about if people were only as scared of Hashem as they were of common man, that's why the difference between a robber and a thief, someone who does it at nighttime is scared of man, so he does it at nighttime, but someone who does it in the daylight is not scared of man. Really, there's a difference, but the person who really, if you really had fearful of sin, if you really were scared of Hashem as you were of man, you would do nothing against Hashem. Obviously, we all have to work on our own traits and our midos and our bad drives and whatnot, day by day, as much as we can. But in general, that's the phraseology here, and the Talmud points out elsewhere, you know, be halavai your fear for Hashem, and that's not even the highest level. Love of Hashem is higher than fear of Hashem. Don't fear sin. Love Hashem. If you love someone, you don't want to hurt them. If you fear someone, it's not the same relationship as if you love someone. So fear sin, halavai, it should be that we all have the real fear and the real love of Hashem. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, kamayan hamiskaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is like a spring flowing stronger and stronger. Sometimes over time, we get weaker and weaker, but here, Rabbi Elazar's talked about getting stronger and stronger. And these are some traits that we should have for ourselves, that we don't lose anything we learn, like a cemented cistern, like Rabbi Elazar. That it should be that we have nachas, give nachas to our parents and our families, that we should be praiseworthy as she who bore him, as Rabbi Yeshua had. Rabbi Yossi, it's like we should be a scrupulously pious person. We should all be chassidim, like Rabbi Yossi was, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. We should be someone who actually fears sin, fully fears sin of Hashem, and fully loves Hashem. And we should also be like someone that always grows stronger and stronger every single day. Sforno points out, if you have studied more Torah then your peers, do not attribute this to a greater effort on your part and a lesser effort on their part. For if your innate aptitudes and theirs are unequal, this disparity may occur, even if both your efforts are equal. Therefore, attribute it to the fact that you were created with a greater propensity for Torah study than were your companions. To prove this point, Rabbi Yochanan enumerates the praises of his greatest disciples, not only disciples. Although they all made an equal effort in Torah scholarship and practical deeds, their attainments of excellence varied due to their differing innate tendencies. They had different aspects to them, and therefore he gave them different praises. The notes point out, the Sforno links the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai regarding a person who has studied much Torah with the following Mishnayos, which describe his five outstanding disciples, their special qualities, and their relative strengths. He interprets Rabbi Yochanan's statement as referring to the wide variance in mental faculties and intellectual talents with which people are born. These differing natural inclinations are the reason why one Torah scholar gains superiority over others. Rather than the amount of effort each dedicated to his studies. To prove this theory, he cites the diverse qualities of his pupils, each of whom excelled in a different area. One was blessed with a prodigious memory, another with a tendency to piety, and another was inclined to dialectics. So each of us should try in our own way to follow in the ways of these five disciples, as Rabbi Yochanan talked about their praise. Again, never losing that information that goes inside, making sure to give nachas to those who are around us, making sure to be really above and beyond what the letter of the law calls for, to be a pious person, to be someone who really fears sin, really fears those around us, but especially fears Hashem and loves Hashem, and to always be stronger and stronger every single day in everything that we do. Join us next time as we talk about a scale of the sages versus a certain sage here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.